WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Lift your smell! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Burn it down!
Oh, it's Monday Night. You know what that means? It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you'd like an ad-free experience of what you experience here at twitch.tv/WGLive, just link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button directly below the screen. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to Saudi. We are looking to crown a brand new champion, and we started tonight.
We did, in fact, start on the road to Night of Champions and crowning a new world heavyweight champion. But before we get into all of the world champion business, let's talk about the SmackDown Women's Champion of Monday Night Raw, Rhea Ripley. She was in action tonight, taking on Dana Brooke. She, quite frankly, destroyed one Dana Brooke.
Yeah, but she looked good doing it.
Made her tap out, beat her up some more until Natty slowly made the save, because she was in heels that you could not run with. They mentioned on commentary, like, why was she taking her time? It's like, did you look at the heels she was wearing?
Did you see the shoes? Natty can do many things. Running in those shoes is not one of them. Nor did she plan to.
No, because I don't think... Yeah, those were not running shoes.
Yeah. Why are we going back to Natty? Because they need a steady, solid hand, probably, for Saudi. And so they are going back to Natty. Whenever they need, like, the person, they go to Natty.
We saw more of Rhea Ripley as she was being interviewed later with Dom Dom by her side. And she was interrupted by Akira Tozawa and Xavier Woods laughing at something. And then Dom got in the face of Woods, and they had a back and forth, leading to a match between Woods and Dominic Mysterio, which was really good, with Dominic Mysterio getting the victory.
I like this. I thought this was really good.
Dom was doing Dom Rock, because it was a thing.
It doesn't work.
Because Rhea's gear had Dom Dom on it, or did on Saturday.
It did on Saturday for sure, yeah. And then, which I like how everybody was like asking Buddy Murphy about it because they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Buddy Murphy was like, I don't care.
It's like, it's wrestling. Things happen. Making her Monday Night Raw debut was one Zoe Stark. Zoe was all about proving herself and looking for opportunities. She got in the face. She saw Nikki over there in the corner just talking to herself. I was like, hey, that's fine. I'm tired of seeing weirdos like you get opportunities. So it led to Nikki and Zoe in a quick little match with Zoe Stark picking up her win in a showcase for Zoe Stark.
I mean, a good solid debut. I'm not sure I'm crazy about her being like, I'm tired of weirdos like you getting a shot, but I guess it works.
it worked for what it needed to do on this show. Speaking of things that happened on this show, Mustafa Ali beat Otis, so his ways of taking down Alpha Academy continue for one Mustafa Ali. Maxine was not too happy.
No.
But so there's more to come in that situation. So Trish Stratus was handing out missing posters because it's been a minute since we have seen one Becky Lynch on Monday Night Raw.
Look, she's been busy, all right? She's momming.
She's been missing. Trish told Kevin Patrick not to worry because they would find her. Go Ireland. She told the fans that they would find Becky, and you could all thank you, Trish. Trish said Lynch would probably be found somewhere in Iowa with her daughter. She said Lynch's daughter is dumb because she's two and doesn't even know her colors. Said nobody will steal her spotlight, including Becky Lynch. Becky's music played. Trish played the old, I gotcha. Y'all dumb, you're gullible, haha. Just as gullible as Becky was when she thought we were friends. Lynch is never coming back. She started telling a story about how, you know, she bought a doll for a daughter. Fans wanted Becky. She's not here. She said her daughter wanted to name Becky Lynch because she was beautiful and all this, and as she started rolling her eyes, Becky's music played, and she was like, guys, the joke's over. We did the thing already. We already did the thing. And Becky Lynch, the man, returns to Monday Night Raw, knocking Trish with a big old right hand and then a Beck splinter suplex, sending the one and only Trish Stratus packing. With Becky says, "You want me, Trish? I'm right here, and the man's come around to kick your ass."
The man's back. Which is a good return for Becky.
A very good return. We all kind of knew it was coming at some point. Don't know when the match was going to be, because the idea is SummerSlam. They're going to have to get there a little bit. They're going to need a little bit more to get to SummerSlam. Maybe we started at that Night of Champions. Who knows? But Becky is back in town, ready to handle her business with the one and only Trish Stratus. Beginning of handling their business.
Three syllables.
You had Imperium walking around backstage trying to show who they are and tell everyone who they are. And then they wandered into Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, who were in the middle of a conversation with one another. And Sami did not like getting interrupted. We're talking here. And, well, they kept interrupting. They even did the finger thing. Owens called Kaiser and Vinci henchmen and wondered why everyone needs some henchmen. And Zayn said if Kaiser and Vinci had a problem with them, then they'll go to a ring tonight. And they'll face each other in a match on this show, which they did. And it was a good match, which saw Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn pick up the win.
A nice little pick up for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that the loss on Saturday really hurt them that much.
No.
But it's a solid just pick up.
Bounce back.
You know, bounce back.
A nice little bounce back for the tag team champions. Speaking of tag team champions, Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green were walking around backstage trying to collect signatures on their petition to get themselves another shot at the tag team titles. Bumped into Xia Li and a bunch of others and looking, you know, it's just sadness. Don't even worry about it. And then they ran in to the way. Johnny Gargano's back. Candace is there. Indy's there. And they all reject it. And then give it to one other person. One Dexter Lumis. He rejects it with a big old thumbs down. They were not happy with it. And they also mentioned that someone else is coming soon. Who is going on? Who's that person you think they're talking about?
I don't know.
So is the way getting a new member?
They could be.
A do-it-yourself member?
Could be.
I think Tommaso would be good in this family.
I think Tommaso would be very good in this family, and he's due back. I think any time now.
I would assume in the next month or two he'll be back.
I think it's his birthday, or it was his birthday, so happy birthday, Tommaso, because I saw that, and I was like, where is he? Why isn't he on TV? And then I was like, oh, right, he got hurt.
He got hurt.
And he's been out for a while.
He has. The Deville and Chelsea were still walking around. They ran into Liv and Raquel, and they'll give them if they all want a rematch. They just have to ask, and they'll see them next week. That is, if Raquel and Liv can get past Damage Control this Friday.
What was Chelsea wearing?
I couldn't tell you. It was something.
It was something. It was a choice. She looked good in it. I'm just trying to figure out what she was wearing because it didn't seem It didn't seem entirely appropriate for a wrestling show, and I know that's a weird thing to say, but it was way too formal because you had Liv walking around looking like she fell off an MTV Movie Awards circa 2001 red carpet, which, dear God, that fashion does not need to come back. Don't bring it back. Please don't bring it back, especially the furry bucket hats. Although, if they want to bring back butterfly clips and all the other shit, I would be fine with that because now I have the money to afford all that shit. So, but anything else, don't bring it back. Like, it's just fashion from, like, 2000 or, like, 99 to, I'm going to comfortably say, about 2005. We could just forget that whole period. We can just forget it. We don't need to bring any of that shit back. I saw a video where the Juicy Couture, like, tracksuits, like the velour tracksuits,
mm-hmm.
They're coming back. They're back in fashion. No.
Okay, Monday Night Raw opened with Cody Rhodes. He asked what Jacksonville wanted to talk about, and he said this was his home during the pandemic, and they made a lot of good memories together. He wanted to make one more tonight. He said he beat Brock Lesnar at Backlash, and now he's able to put him in the rearview mirror and focus on the World Heavyweight title. He said he will fight until Samantha Irvin crown says he is the new World Heavyweight Champion. And he had the honor of saying, let the tournament begin, and then him and Rollins had a stare down while looking at the championship belt. Good little promo by Cody, setting the stage for what's about to happen.
It was a good promo. It was a solid promo. I liked the acknowledgement by Cody of Jacksonville, because no matter what you do, it will always be awkward when Cody goes to Jacksonville, for all the obvious reasons. At least until Tony Khan moves AEW out of Jacksonville. If he does. Or mm-hmm. He sells it or whatever. But it was a good way to acknowledge it. It was a good way to bring it up. And then they move forward. And yes, we had a little teaser for the night. And well, Cody Rhodes was not done.
He was not done, but we'll get to him in a second. It was Rollins, Priest, Nakamura in the first triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. Seth Rollins wins a pretty good match.
This was fun. This was really fun. It was awkward at points, but it was fun. I'm a little sad, just a tad bit sad, that they knocked Shinsuke out in the first round. I love Damian, but we all knew how that one was going to go. But I am sad that they knocked Shinsuke out, just because I wish they would, like, give Shinsuke the shot at least once.
I think he'll get an opportunity after the title is crowned. The other
maybe.
The other World Heavyweight title match was Cody, Finn, and Miz. Another good one.
Another very good one. But it wasn't without its shenanigans.
This one had some shenanigans as Cody was afraid to get the win after the crossroads on the Miz. Brock Lesnar appeared and pulled Cody out of the ring, dropped him with an F5. Finn Balor picks up the win.
What was that? Nasty cut on Brock's face.
Then Brock dropped Cody through the announce table with an F5. Grabbed the microphone. So, Cody, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about me. I want to talk about me. Look at my face. Look at my face. Look at my face. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about me. You want to fight? Let's have a fight. I want to fight. You want to call me a coward? I want to fight. Who's the coward now? I want to fight. You, me, United Champions. Who's the coward? Brock had some nasty stitches.
Nasty stitches. It looks like he had a bad cut right around his nose. Like, I couldn't tell if his nose had started bleeding again, if he hadn't washed off from the night before, or if that was a cut. But his face got fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, he had staples. It was nasty.
Mm-hmm. Cody got checked on by the medical team and Kevin and Sammy, and then Cody was interviewed by Kathy Kelly. Cody said he doesn't feel good and he won't be the first champion. What, respectfully, was his to win. He doesn't know what else to say other than this. The only reason he can think of that Lesnar is going after him twice now is because he's losing the grip on the main event scene because his time is up. Cody's time is now. He's the man around here. If Lesnar wants to fight, we will fight. And against his better judgment, he accepts the challenge for Night O Champions. Well, that's exactly where we knew it was going.
I'm okay with this. I'm fine with this. I think it keeps, for the time being, it keeps Cody out of the title picture, which is what you want. It's a good way to take him out of the title picture. He doesn't lose clean. He loses because of Brock. They can fight. They'll go to Saudi. It'll be a big match. Like, Saturday night was good. I fully expect the match in Slaughter to be as good, if not better, because I'm sure this one will get a stip put on it.
Be probably a street fight of some sort. And then your main event, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor in the semifinals in the World Heavyweight Championship Tournament for Monday Night Raw's end. Really good match. One arm pedigree at one point. Bunch of near falls. But Seth Rollins is headed to Night of Champions as the winner on the Raw side in the tournament.
I know some people are not happy with this. And rightfully so. I've seen people calling it predictable and some other things. But you know what? I'm not against it. I'm fine with it. Were there other people that I would like to see in this spot? Sure. But they weren't going to put them in this spot to be the inaugural champion. And if someone has earned it, it's definitely Seth. Mm-hmm. He's been doing a lot of work.
All the work.
And he's been carrying for quite a while now. And I don't mind the fact that he's in the picture. I'm rather okay with it. If he wins the title, that's cool. And if he doesn't, that's cool too.
I believe he will be your next World Heavyweight Champion. Well, that's Raw.
That's Raw.
Thursday night, we talk Backlash.
That's right. Tune in. It'll be news, notes, Backlash. All your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Saturday night, Fortnite Friends, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, cbradlive.com. Sunday night, WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com, just Wild Talk Radio Network chat. If you'd like an ad-free experience, what do you experience here at twitch.tv/WTRLive? Link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. We'll buy Star Wars crap, use credit card RocketSock, or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop, or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I do stream Genshin Impact, and starting tomorrow, we will be playing or trying Honkai Star Rail to see how I like it. So if you want to see me learn a brand new game and try to figure it out, tune in. I promise there will be hilarity and much screaming and cursing involved. So remember, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can also follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimileLynn's Ward, or lynnsward.rockradioshow.com, or just for look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes. Bing.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for Rack and right back here on the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. WildTalkRadio.com